Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to the best animated shows ever, so far, with MC and Troy.
I'm Troy.
And I'm MC.
And I'm in a onesie, and MC's not, and he's jealous. He just discovered that I've been wearing a onesie every time we've recorded.
Yeah, it just looks like a maroon hoodie, essentially.
And it is then, a maroon hoodie with attached pants.
Yeah, I didn't realize it had attached pants until just then when you came back into frame and you climbed over the back of your seat.
I had to put my onesie on yesterday. I put it on in the morning often, and in the evenings I tend to wear like pajama pants or pajama shorts. And yesterday I had to put my onesie on in the evening because Atticus spit up on the hoodie I was wearing, the shirt I was wearing, and the pajama pants I was wearing all in one spit up. It was a sight to behold. And I was like, okay, time to change. So today, when we finish recording, I'm going to go do some laundry. But before that, we're here to talk about Dragon Ball Z Kai.
If anyone was wondering at the end of the last episode, why didn't you roll? It's because of this episode. It's our little bonus episode.
Yeah, because it doesn't make sense to do Dragon Ball Z Kai as its own thing necessarily, because it's basically the same show, but I had never watched it, and basically I wanted an excuse to go check out Dragon Ball Z Kai. So, unfortunately, though, here's the downside of this. MC was not able to watch Dragon Ball Z Kai. So, I sent him a couple of specific clips, and then for the most part, it's going to be me talking about this episode. So, or these episodes, because we're going to cover all three today. But first, a little background. For those of you who are like, what the heck is Dragon Ball Z Kai? Dragon Ball Z Kai, or Dragon Ball Revised, is basically a re-edit of the original Dragon Ball Z. One of the things Dragon Ball Z, one of the things it's known for is that it has a lot of filler episodes, because what would happen is they would get ahead of the manga. So they were producing the show more rapidly than the manga was being produced. So the people making the show were like, we don't know what happens next. So instead, let's put in an episode where like Gohan and Piccolo have to learn how to drive a car, and we'll just do that. Or like, let's have six episodes in a row that's just people going, Frieza, you're a total jerk. And Frieza goes, I'm not a total jerk. Okay, well, I kind of am. And they go, I'm going to fight you. And Frieza goes, well, are you going to fight me? And they're like, yep, just as soon as I finish going, and Frieza goes, and that's all that happens.
Or you get flashbacks to some other time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's also a big one.
What Dragon Ball Z Kai endeavors to do is to re-edit the show to more closely follow the manga, which means cutting out a lot of that stuff. But for the most part, the story remains intact. It does do a couple of script updates throughout the show, I found out, where there's lines of dialogue that are that weren't translated quite right, or either from Japan to or Japanese to English, or just that when they wrote the script of the show, they didn't transcribe the manga very faithfully. And so they kind of redo parts of the script. They've redone most of the voice acting, but the footage is pretty much the same. It originally aired on April 5th, 2009, and ran until 2011, which was 97 episodes. But it didn't finish the whole story. It actually left off at the end of the Cell Saga. So you didn't get the Majin Buu Saga, the world championship fight, all that stuff. And then they came back later and made those.
All that sort of stuff is sort of fairly fast anyway, isn't it?
I think that's correct. I think there was less editing on that stuff. But I don't know, because I've never finished watching Dragon Ball Z, because what's weird is I've watched through the Cell Saga several times, and then this show came on and got through the Cell Saga and then got canceled, and then they brought it back to finish it off. So that's kind of the backstory of Dragon Ball Z Kai. So let's see. There was one more thing I want to talk about, which is the number of episodes. So for some reason there's a different number of episodes in Japan versus international. I don't know why that is, but in the international release there was 167 episodes, and comparing that to Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball Z had 291 episodes. So it like almost cut it in half, the number of episodes for the full story.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Couple other things that changed in it. There was some changes for content, just a little bit. Like, I guess Mr. Popo is blue now to make him less of a like vaudeville black caricature. I don't know that that really fixes that, but okay. Weirdly, there's multiple versions of Dragon Ball Z Kai. So some versions of Dragon Ball Z Kai have like blood removed. Some don't. Some versions of Dragon Ball Z Kai are updated to be widescreen, while others are still the normal ratio. It like it aired on a couple different networks, and different networks did slightly different edits, which I don't know. That's weird to me, but whatever.
Yeah, that's super weird that I would have multiple different like edits of this one show.
The last thing I want to talk about before we actually get into the episodes is the theme song. So that's one of the clips that I sent you, MC. And you know what? While I still love Dragon Dragon Rock the Dragon, the opening theme song for Dragon Ball Z Kai is like real good. I like it a lot.
It's kind of weird as well. Like
it is not like the like over the top like heavy metal attitude of Dragon Ball Z Kai.
No.
It feels closer to Dragon Ball to me, but I like it. It like it makes me happy. Like that sometimes the song just makes you smile, and that song makes me smile.
Okay. Have you heard the Japanese opener for Dragon Ball Z?
You know, you mentioned that, and I did not go back and specifically listen to it.
Okay, so it sounds like an in between that and Dragon Dragon for me.
Okay. Like a little more intense than the Japanese version, but
yeah,
but nothing can be as intense as Dragon Dragon Rock the Dragon. I'm gonna put Dragon Dragon Rock the Dragon on the playlist of music that Becky and I listen to in the car, just to see like if when that song plays, she like either is like this slaps, or she's like, what the hell is this? She's gonna be like, what the hell is this? I know it, but I'm gonna put it on there anyway. That's all right. She doesn't listen to my podcast. She won't know that it's coming. I think that's all I got. You want to get into the show?
Yeah.
We will do so right after these messages.
Hello, my name's Bill. I'm here in the UK doing UK things, not being eaten by giant people.
And I'm Tyler in the US, also not being eaten by giant people. And we host The Coordinate, an Attack on Titan podcast, where we are...
Hold on a second, Tyler. Hold on. There's some weird noises going on outside the door. Let me just go check it out quickly. It's Twitter Troy Titan. My leg. He's eating my leg.
Bill?
No. It's gone. He's eating my bloody leg, Tyler. Troy's into my...
Anyways, we're a monthly podcast where we read an arc of the manga a month, try to get Bill caught up. Bill, you want to tell them where they can find us?
What do you want?
Where can people listen to the podcast?
I don't have a clue. He's gonna eat me! He's gonna eat me! Why are there so many cats in here?
Can I get a new co-host?
All right, MC, one of the things that we're back. MC, one of the things that Dragon Ball Z Kai does is, you know how Japanese shows that we've watched all have like super crazy long titles in the Japanese version, and then often the American version doesn't?
Yeah.
Dragon Ball Z Kai is like, what if super long titles? So Dragon Ball Z Kai's episode one is called Prologue to Battle, The Return of Goku, both with exclamation points at the end of them. And it starts off with like this long, really in-depth backstory that goes over the backstory of the Saiyans and Planet Vegeta, as well as the backstory of Goku, which...
Yeah, you sent me that clip as well.
What did you think of that as as an opening to the show?
I thought it was a good idea because it's actually the first time really you get to see Vegeta.
Yeah, that's true. Well, Vegeta the planet or Vegeta the person? I guess both. Because Vegeta the person's in the flashback.
It's, you get to see Goku's dad.
It's basically the same thing that's in episode... I believe it's episode 2. Sorry. My wife just sent me a picture. Apparently, so Atticus is wearing a onesie. And then over that, he's wearing what's called a sleep sack. It's like a big bag that has a zipper on it. And apparently, when I changed his diaper earlier, I didn't button the onesie back up. So she just went to take him out of the sleep sack. And his onesie's all bunched up at his armpits, not like buttoned under his crotch. Oh, that's funny. So the footage we see in this intro is basically the same thing that Raditz gets in the regular Dragon Ball Z in episode 2. He tells about the planet Vegeta's backstory. But in this, you get it at the beginning. So the show like is like right off the bat telling you, like, hey, you heard about Dragon Ball. It was kind of this fantasy story. We're in Dragon Ball Z now, and there's freaking aliens in this one. And you're like, oh, all right, show. Okay, let's do aliens.
Here's the thing. We get the whole thing, and there's a vision of Goku in there facing Frieza.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy to see.
But the whole thing is when we get the flashback with Raditz, he mentions that it's a meteor that destroys Vegeta, not this scene. We don't get the Frieza coming to destroy all Saiyans.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, that's a good point. And I mean, that flash forward where you see Goku's dad like having a vision of Goku facing off against Frieza, that was a weird inclusion to me. And I gotta believe it's that like that was there to try and entice people to actually watch Dragon Ball Z Kai, because they're like, hey, remember Frieza? And you're like, oh shit, yeah, that's right. Goku's gonna fight Frieza eventually in this show. Cool. But yeah, anyway, so you get that intro, and then the rest of this episode basically covers all of episode 1 and most of episode 2. It is snappy. And to do that, they get rid of like almost all of the Gohan wandering through a forest stuff. And I'm glad. Because like we talked about in that episode that like it's okay, look how Gohan's so sweet and innocent, but that shit was boring. And this one's like, boom, Goku's in a river and he's gonna die. And you're like, oh dang, all right, show, let's do this. And it's just, it's so snappy, it's so fast paced. It spends like 5 minutes on this intro, and then it still gets up to halfway through episode 2 before
the episode. Oh damn,
it's good. So it gets up to Goku rescues his son, then goes to the island, and then Raditz shows up on the island and starts talking to Goku. And so you end at the start of that conversation between Raditz and Goku. It's so much faster paced than Dragon Ball Z. The next episode is called The Enemy is Goku's Brother? The Secret of the Mighty Saiyan Warriors. I love these titles.
I'm guessing we get most of the last bit of episode 2. And then all of episode 3 as well.
Yep. It literally ends at the same place that episode 3 of Dragon Ball Z ends. It ends with him going like, there are other Saiyans who are even more powerful than me coming. And like, you're like, oh shit. So in two, like, already in this re-edit, you've cut down the time by a third. Because three episodes now fits into two episodes. Let's see, I'm just checking if there's anything else in particular to talk about in this one as far as differences. This one's pretty much just takes that and trims it down. I'm using the Dragon Ball Z wiki again because it does a good job of telling you like what's different between Kai and the regular one. So this one, they don't really change anything. It's just everything's a little bit faster paced. So you get Goku and Raditz talking about like, hey, we're brothers, what's up, you want to come help me be evil? And Goku's like, nah dog. And he's like, okay, I'm gonna kidnap your son. And then Piccolo shows up and is like, we gotta kill that guy so I can kill you. And then they take off their weights, so we still get that. And then Then we get the there's two more Saiyans coming later. And then we go into a life or death battle. Goku and Piccolo's desperate attack. And so this is like episode three is just like straight up fight scene. It's a half hour fight scene of Goku and Piccolo fighting against Raditz.
And it ends with the other clip that you sent me.
It does.
Which
so we'll,
is
we'll get to that. Hang on. Not yet, MC.
I want to talk about what happened last episode for our podcast where I got confused.
Because you thought that happened
was
Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
Because it should.
But
it should.
Yeah.
This is... Okay, we'll get to it. They're fighting. It's not going super well. And Piccolo's like, hey, I got this special ability. His arm does get blown off in this. I can't remember if his arm gets blown off before or after he says that, hey, I've got this special ability. But Piccolo does lose an arm, which is intense. And then he's like, I got this special ability, but I need you to distract him for a while. And so Piccolo stands there and he's charged up with his fingers on his head. He's charged up. And Goku's distracting Raditz. And then Piccolo fires a special attack, but it doesn't work. Raditz manages to get out of the way. And this special attack goes and blows up a gosh darn mountain. Just the whole mountain gets blown up by Piccolo's new special attack. And then Gohan. You know how Raditz was like, oh, I sense like a high power level, but my scanner must be broken. No, Gohan's got a really high power level. He kicks his way out of the pod and starts beating the crap out of Raditz because he's like, leave my daddy alone! I like Gohan, but he's very funny at this point.
And he gets knocked out fairly easy.
Mm-hmm. Other than that. Yeah, he does like... hurt Raditz a little bit, but then Raditz like tosses him aside and Raditz is about to kill him. Like Raditz is gonna straight up kill the child, and then Goku's like, I got your tail. And it turns out that when you hold on to a Saiyan's tail, it like makes him
immobilizes him.
Yeah.
Because it's so painful.
Yeah. So then Goku ends up, he gets knocked aside and then he gets him again and he's got him held in like a full Nelson and he's like, Piccolo, do it now, do your special attack. And Piccolo's like, put this special attack, like I was only training on this to kill you with it and now I'm going to use it on somebody else. And Goku's like, don't worry, I'll just stand here and then you can kill us both. And Piccolo's like, all right, cool. And then he zaps them and they die.
You don't want to talk about the gross veins on Piccolo's arm while he's doing this technique and
listen,
all over his body.
Dragon
They're
Ball
like
Z
pulsing.
Is full of the grossest veins, and I love it. I love like effort veins on Dragon Ball Z. They always
make god.
It's
the
so
effort veins on Piccolo in this scene is just like they're pulsing and it's like grubs on his skin. It's so weird.
So, Goku and Raditz, this is what you watched. Tell me about it. What you got? What else? Pulsing veins.
Oh, it's a great emotional scene because Goku's willing to sacrifice himself to get rid of this bad enemy, even though he knows worse enemies are on their way. But doesn't he tell like Piccolo to train his son or something at this point? Or... is that
no,
just something?
I don't believe that comes up from what I remember. As he's dying, what we do know is that the other Saiyans are on the way. I don't think he specifically says, hey, train Gohan because the other Saiyans are on the way. But we do know the other Saiyans are coming. Piccolo says something about, like, Raditz is like, I can't believe you would kill yourself to save these puny humans. And Piccolo's like, don't worry, he won't be dead for very long. And Raditz is like, what do you mean? And Piccolo's like, on this planet, there's these cool things called Dragon Balls. We'll use them to make a wish and bring Goku back to life because you can wish for anything using these Dragon Balls. They're kind of like a real big MacGuffin that we use here. But, you know, I'm telling you this because you're about to die, so it won't make any difference if you know about the Dragon Balls. And Raditz is like, ah-ha-ha, you fool, I've been transmitting all of this to my brother Saiyans out in space. And their names are Vegeta and Nappa, and they're even stronger than me. And Vegeta might have red hair in the original Dragon Ball Z, but at this one, we fixed it, so he has black hair, and now they're going to come and kill you all and get the Dragon Balls. And Nappa's like, oh, we could wish for, like, Raditz to come back to life. And Vegeta's like, you fool, why would we do that? And I realize now that all the Dragon Ball Z characters sound the same in my head, except for Nappa.
Uh, A lot of Saiyans do sound the same, but...
That's true. Did you notice in the clip I sent you, the change from Dragon Ball Z in the death of Piccolo, or of Goku and Raditz?
You mean how Goku also doesn't have a massive hole in his chest? It's just like a little burn.
Yeah, so they changed it. In Dragon Ball Z, Piccolo's special beam cannon literally blows a hole through both Raditz and Goku. They have, like, I don't know, like 6-inch diameter holes in their chest. And in this one, it's a burn mark. And that kind of bummed me out.
Yeah.
That whole, like, that is the imagery of Dragon Ball Z that was first burned into my head when I watched this on TV.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh my god, this show's intense. That dude's because got a hole in his chest.
It's like the fourth episode.
Yeah. And there's a hole in someone's chest. And Dragon Ball Z Kai's like, well, we're going to get to it in the third episode, which makes for a way better introduction, but not a hole in the chest. Just a burn. That makes me a little sad. I get why they had to, because that was probably a very gruesome thing. But I missed the hole in the chest.
Yeah. Should we get to the best and worst?
Yeah. Do you have a best and worst from not having actually watched it, just from me describing it?
Oh, well, I mean, I have seen it in the past. I just couldn't find a legal way to watch it this week.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, go for it then, if you've got something.
Well, the best thing is the pacing, because it is just so snappy in Kai. Like, it's there, it's done. The worst thing is there is still creepy Roshi.
You stole it from me. That was going to be mine too. As I was watching this,
yeah,
my nephews were here and they're like, can we watch this show? And I was like, eh. And then parents were like, eh. And so I was like, all right, we'll watch it. And then it got to that scene. I'm like, oh God, Roshi, please don't be creepy. Please don't be creepy. Please don't be creepy. And nope, he's still like, I want to touch your boobies.
Yeah.
God damn it,
he's
Roshi.
He's still creepy as hell. But I guess they had to keep that in for his character. I don't know. They couldn't cut it out. Oh, no. It seems a very easy, like, oh, we could just cut out Roshi here.
You can make him creepy without explicitly having to be like boobies. Go into a zombie trance every time he sees a woman, where the only thing he can think about is boobs. Yeah, that's my worst thing too. My best thing is specifically the first episode, like the editing on the first episode, because the first episode of Dragon Ball Z is boring. Like, I'm sorry, Dragon Ball Z, I love you to pieces. That first episode sucks. Just nothing. Like, Raditz shows up and there's like, he throws a bullet at a farmer, and other than that, nothing exciting happens. And Dragon Ball Z Kai, like, it just moves so quick through that opening. And spoilers for what we're going to get to next, I think it's better.
Is it time for mail?
Mail.
Let's check the mail.
Mail.
We don't have mail for this episode, MC, because this was kind of a surprise. We didn't plan for Dragon Ball Z Kai. We just decided last minute to do this. So we're going to get straight to ranking, put on the big list.
So I'm going to have to say this is definitely like a 4.
It is so much higher on the list than
than
Dragon Ball Z. I mean, it has to be, right? Like, everything that's good about Dragon Ball Z, from what I recall, is in Kai. And isn't in regular Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah. It's a really weird thing to say, but yeah, I think Kai is like 3 or 4 on our list at the moment.
I mean, 3 or 4 is putting it above or below Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
I think I would put this above Dragon Ball, honestly.
There you go.
I think this takes the number 3 slot. And I know this is going to piss some people off, because Dragon Ball Z Kai is, a lot of the community looks down on it compared to the original. And I think part of that is nostalgia. Like, you know, if you grew up with Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball Z Kai is not quite the same thing. So I understand that. But the way we use our ranking system is mostly just those first three episodes. And based on those first three episodes, this is way better than Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, yeah.
It is, like, leaps and bounds. So, yeah, I'm fine with that. Dragon Ball Z Kai goes in at the number three slot on the big list.
Here's the other thing. It does have a lot less creepy Roshi in it. So, that's a positive. Like,
yeah. He's still there, but there is less.
No, I mean, like, compared to Dragon Ball.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So, then the last thing we need to do is pick what show we're going to watch next.
Yes.
I'm doing something different for this one. So, MC, I told you about this, but I haven't told the listeners. I want to kind of try and do a little bit of a different thing here. I want to try doing, like, themes of shows. So I picked the theme for this one. I told MC already. The theme I want to do, I think we talked about this, like, three or four series ago, is I want to do, I want to pick four shows that are all animated spinoffs of a non-animated thing. That's what I want to do for this one. And then I figure for the next one, MC, you can pick a theme that we'll use, and we'll try doing themes for a while, see how that goes. So we need a theme for next time, but first let's pick a show. Getting ahead of myself, I want to pick the show we're gonna watch, and then I'm hoping you can come up right now, even though I didn't give you any time to prepare, a theme for the next one so that our listeners can suggest shows that would fit into that theme. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah.
Okay. So first for this one, the theme is animated spinoffs of things that weren't animated. And I'm immediately going to put on there James Bond Jr., which is an animated show about James Bond's nephew, whose name is James Bond Jr., maybe? I don't really know much about it. That's what I got.
I'm going to go with one of my favorite cartoons from when I was... like, starting to become a teenager, Men in Black.
Okay, Men in Black.
Yeah.
Okay, I need your help, MC.
Yeah?
I want to put Star Wars Clone Wars on there, because the new season of that's running right now, and so it would be a very topical time to talk about that. But what I want to put on there more is Bill and Ted has a cartoon. But that would make more sense to do closer to Bill and Ted 3 coming out. So I think I'm going to put on Star Wars Clone Wars. And we'll save Bill and Ted.
We'll save Bill and Ted.
Can we say now, MC, will you make a pact with me that when the new Bill and Ted movie comes out, we can do the Bill and Ted animated series?
Hell yeah.
All right, cool. Then I'm putting on Star Wars Clone Wars. All right, Star Wars The Clone Wars. This is the CGI animated one, not the Samurai Jack style one. What you got for me?
I'm also having a difficult decision between two shows.
Okay.
So, The Mighty Ducks
or
Beetlejuice?
Okay, here's the thing. I love The Mighty Ducks.
Yeah.
I really want to talk about The Mighty Ducks. However, Beetlejuice is closer to an animated spinoff, because what is The Mighty Ducks even an animated spinoff of? It's not a spinoff of the anime or the Mighty Ducks movies. It's not a spin. Is it? It's an animated spinoff of the hockey team, I guess. But I really want to talk about Mighty Ducks.
Here's the thing: if we go with Beetlejuice, I can make the theme for the next episode. Sports shows.
All right, I'm in. I dig it. I like it. Now, unfortunately, MC, I need you to not say the name of the show that you're putting onto the list, because you have said it two times so far, and if we say it a third time, then we will summon the guy. So, just putting that out there. So I'm putting onto the list a show of a name that I cannot say that is a kind of bug beverage. And those are our four shows. We've got bug James beverage, Bond Jr., yeah. Men in Black, Star Wars The Clone Wars, or Untitled Bug Beverage Show. And with that, I turn to my friend MC and his patented four-sided dice. That's right. MC invented and patented the four-sided dice. I don't know if y'all know this, but every time you buy a set of dice, MC gets 1/100th of a penny for the four-sided dice in that kit. So
completely untrue.
Very untrue. There it is.
Can you read that?
I see it. You rolled a 2, which is Men in Black. Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
I'm excited to talk about this one. I did not remember this show existed until MC and I were talking about doing spinoffs, and I went and found a list of like the weirdest animated spinoffs, and Men in Black was on there, and I was like, oh yeah, that's a show that exists.
So I remember this from being like 13, 14,
mm-hmm.
and it being one of the shows that I got to watch before I headed off to school.
Okay. Wow, it ran for 4 seasons. That's shocking to me. I
2001 to 2000 something.
97 to 2001.
Oh, there we go. I must have seen it late.
Absolutely assumed that this was going to be a like one season show. I was like, there's no way, right?
No, I knew it ran for multiple seasons.
So we are going to be back next time to... Ooh, interesting. Hang on. So I just was skimming through the list of episodes, and I got to episode 6, which is called The Neuralizer Syndrome. Jay has always wanted to know more about Kay, and gets more than he bargains for when he accidentally neuralizes him back to when he was 16 years old. While Jay finds himself trying to get Kay to return to MIB HQ... matters are complicated when a group of chop shoppers, black market starship thieves, kidnap him, leading Jay to call for help from L. Okay, you read that, you're like, all right, fine, whatever. Here's the interesting note. Due to the events of 9/11, this episode is no longer shown in America. What the hell happened in that episode that has anything to do with 9/11?
Probably something really... to do with the Twin Towers.
Maybe it shows a spaceship in the Twin Towers. Anyway, we will be back next time to watch season 1, episode 1 of Men in Black, the series, which is called The Long Goodbye Syndrome. Until then, MC, and you out there listening, don't change the channel.
Thanks for listening to the best animated shows ever, so far. Find the show on Twitter at BaseSFCast or email us at BaseSFCast@gmail.com. That's BaseSFCast. Our intro music is Funnin' and Sunnin', and our outro music is Motivator, both by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com and licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0 license. Thanks again for listening, and tune in next time.
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
at Probably Work
for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.
We've set up new ways that our listeners can interact with us. So Twitter and Instagram have been there for a while. We've got an email account. All that's BaseSFCast. The emails at basesfcast@gmail.com. But now there's a Facebook page. So you can go to facebook.com/basesfcast and you can find the page for the show. And then there's also on that page, there's a button that says join group. We'll probably watch the group more than the page. To get to the group, you do have to know what one of our names are, which if you don't at this point, I'm a little hurt. We also have a YouTube account. If you search basesfcast on YouTube, then you'll find the episodes, but on YouTube. I was gonna say but in video format, but it's not really in video format because we don't record our faces. I guess we do record our faces. We're not putting up videos anyway. Cast on YouTube. And then the final thing is, MC, you want to tell them about the voice messages?
Oh yeah, that's right. On Anchor, you can actually go onto our podcast and it's a button. It's just a button that they can press.
It's just a button. It says send voice message.
And you click on that and you can record a little voice message for us. In fact, what we really are looking for is for people to drop in their opinion on the show that we're currently watching. And we will drop a few of those into episode 3.
Yep.
Probably right before we rank the show.
Yeah, I think that's the place to do it. It's kind of as we're wrapping up our thoughts on the show, then we can get a little bit of your thoughts on the show. And the page for that is just anchor.fm/basesfcast. Just whatever website you're on, put basesfcast at the end of it. Unless it's an adult website. Don't do that.
I mean.
I mean.